Okay, today's shiur is Daf Samach Gimel. We're in Daf Samach Beis. I'm in Beis. A couple lines to the bottom is by Achirim. Right, Tanya Achirim. Four lines to the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously. Lezefer Nishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel. Okay, so Tanya, the Gemara is going back to what we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that if you shech the Pesach for Mulin, for people who have Bris Mila and Arelim, it's kosher. Because we say that mixas orla is not poselas. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring that there was actually a machlokas tanoim, and the Mishnah only represents one view. To bring a machlokas tanoim to this in this regard again. So you shechted for mixas for mulim and arelim. So Tanya, achirim omrim. Others say. Who are others? Others are always our man. Right. The story in Horius where he got kicked out of the base measures, then he came back in. So achirim omrim. Others say, hiktim mulim la arelim kasher. If you had the machshavah, and first you had the machshavah for mulim, and then you had machshavah for arelim, it is kosher, but arelim lemulim pasul. If you had machshavah for arelim, and then you had machshavah for mulim, then that is pasul. So Gemara, what's the difference? Gemara is going to say. So maishna, mulim la arelim de kosher. Why if both of them, they're mixed. So what makes a difference in the order? So maishna, mulim la arelim de kosher. Why? Because the kula arelim ba'inim. In order to pass on the Pesach, you need to have machshava only for arelim. So my shno mulin arelim the kasher the kula arelim ba'inim veleka. You need all arelim to pass, and you don't have that. So too in the second case, arelim amulin. If you first put arelim and then you say then you have machshava for the mulin nami. In that case also kula arelim ba'inim veleka. In order to pass it, you need all arelus involved in the machshava, not to have any mulin there, and it should be kosher. Why then, in the second part of the Mishnah, do we say, in the second part of the Braisa, does Achirim say that it's possible? So three attempts to answer them. All are going to be to establish the Braisa dealing with the specific kimta. Okay, so lema, let's read the whole thing. Lema, kasabri Achirim ein l'shchita el basof, uchidarava d'amar adayin hi machlokes. Okay, so two things over here. Number one, there's a machlokas about when you do shchita. When is the chalos shchita chal? Is it only chal at the last moment, or is it a process? And every moment that you're doing, you're involved in the shchita, you have it's part of the shchita. Meaning, if you say ein l'shchita el basof, so the only time that machshava would pass is if you have that machshava at the very end. But if it's a process, then any time throughout, right? So that's who we say ein l'shchita el basof. Here we're saying establishing Rav Meir's holding that shchita only has impact, or machshava only has impact at shchita at the very end. That's Shrita El Basof. That's number one. Yes. Okay, Uchid Rava. And like Rava, it's a machlokas throughout Shas. Uchid Rava, and like Rava, who says that Rav Meir, who says, Uchid Rava, the Amarava, Adayin Hi Machlokas. What's this machlokas? This is a machlokas that we had in Maseches Tmura, and it came up before. There's a machlokas in Rav Meir and Rav Yosef, in the case of someone says, Harei behemazu tmuras ola tmuras shlamin. He says two incompatible statements, right? So according to Rav Meir, you say you tafus the lashon rishon. So if in that case, it would be tmuras ola, right? And Rav Yossi says that even by gemar dvarav you have it, and therefore it would be a tmura of both of them. So that's Rav says that machlokas is also in a different situation. One second, that machlokas. Okay, that machlokas is also in a different situation. That machlokas is where you say it. Let's say they're not completely incompatible. Let's say the case would be the guy says chatzia behema tmuras ola, chatzia behema tmuras ola, half and half. So there's a machlokas in that case there also, because you could say over there that maybe in that case, Rav Meir says toughest lashon rishon because you have two incompatible statements. Take the first one, but in this case it's not necessarily incompatible, half and half. So just say half and half. So Rav Meir would agree that in that case that you have a split tamura, however that works out. So comes to Rava, and Rava says no, that even in that case there's still a machlokas, and Rav Meir would say tafas lashon rishon. So we say chatzia ola chatzia tamuras shlamim. So the first half is chal and it goes spreads out through the rest of the karbon, and that would be the machlokas there. So that, how does that work here? So hilkach. So take those things, two things in mind. Hilkach. In our case, right? If hiktim mulim la'arelim, okay? Our case is talking about the shchita is only by at the end, right? So the machshava only has impact at the end. So hiktim mulim la'arelim. If you said mulim first and then you said arelim, right? Mulim chayli, arelim lo chayli. You have to very mitzam saying the zman. It's a very short period of time. He said Mulin, and then he said Arelim, and that basically the Machshava of the Mulim was during the time of the Shechita, and the Machshava of the Arelim was after the Shechita, so there's only Machshava's Mulim and the Pesach is Kasher. Right? And the Pesach works.
That it's nothing to the
It is, because he's toughest the Lashon Rishon of the
What's the point here? The fact that he finished the Shechita already?
Both.
Or toughest the Lashon Rishon?
I think it's both. Right, Rashi says, the Hacha B'maya Skinon, the Katani Hiktim Ari in the Mulim Pasul, but that's the second part. Oh no, that's the next case. The Hilkach. Okay, so go in the long Rashi. The third wide line at the end. V'acherim haynu Rav Meir. Hilkach, v'gemar shchita ein shehus lomar shnei devarim. You don't have enough time to say both things, okay? V'hecha dehiktim mulim la'arelim b'sof shchita mulim chayli kula. The mulim is chayl completely, right? V'hiktim arelim l'mulim l'arelim chayli kula v'hayli kula l'pasla. It's only because you don't, if you have the machshav, because if you, well, I hear what you're saying. Why have all those answers? The case being here is that you don't, the simple answer is simply that you didn't have time to say both. So whatever you said first, that's the one that's chal.
Yeah. So see, after Shechita,
there's no impact. There's no impact.
So why bring the Shechita? Why say that the cutoff?
Right. So why is it the cutoff? Just say that you only had the Machshava at the very end.
At the end of what?
At the very end of the Shechita.
So it was still put in the middle of Shechita.
Right, because you could say that he had Machshava's Mulin throughout, but the only impact is at the end. And by the way, when he has the impact, that's when he only has the time of the
Mulin. It's a contradictory thing. You're saying the
Shechita is
only valid at the end, but then you're saying
the
Tfisa is at the beginning.
No, the Tfisa of the Lashon. But he only says it at the very end. It's the only place where it has impact. So only what he says at the end has impact.
Yeah, but then we're saying Hikim Mulin Marein.
Right, because
it works out.
So right, but I'm saying what he was saying is that it only seems to be an issue. Is like, so what did he? If the Shechita only has impact at the end, what did he say at that exact moment? That should be the only issue. All right, we're going to reject it anyway. But
okay.
So I'm a Rava. Rava says, "Lo, that's not the case." That everyone holds that you have Shechita mitchil v'yatzof, which would mean that if I had basically, if you say Shechita mitchil v'yatzof, so he has machshava of mulin and arelim throughout before the Shechita. It's throughout, so they're both chal.
But still during the Shechita.
So yeah. So what's the problem here? So why is the difference? Which one comes first? So he says, "Hachal ma'iskin." What's the case over here? Another kimta. Kegon shagamer belivo. He in his heart he intended to say l'tarvayu bein the mulin bein l'arelim. He had his intention was to say it for both. But hotzi b'fiv. Talking about the second case. In the end, he was motzi with his mouth l'arelim. The low hispik lomar l'mulin achenigemar shchita. Again, also, he says, what you're saying, he says his intent was to do both, but he only said one by the time Shechita was finished. Right? And this is what the machlokas is. Dear Rabbi Meir, sabar loba ina pivul yibol shavim. He says you don't have to have your intent and what you say to be in conjunction with each other. So even though his intent was to say both, he only said one, you want to go by what he said. Right, the Rabbanan Sabri, no, by Inam Pivul Yivoshavim. In order to effectuate what he said, that has to be what he intended. And since he didn't intend that, so that just, I don't know what the case is.
So then what's the answer?
So then it's kosher. Since it's his heart, he thought to shat for Mulin, so there's no Machshavas Mixas for Orla. In other words, even though he said one, but he meant both, so he counts as he said both, and therefore they're kosher, it's kosher.
Does he have to say anything?
No, he doesn't have to say anything.
He does say
something. He's like, according to Rav Meir, that messes him up. According to the Rabbanon, it doesn't mess him up. We're always best not to say anything or do anything. We always say stumble. This happens to be that from this Gemara, there seems to be a raya. There's a major machlokas that we saw in the beginning of Maseches Vachim. As when it comes, when we say machsheves pigel or machsheves chutz hazman, all these machshava things, does that mean actual machshava? You have to say it out loud. So Tosfos says from here, you see that I'm correct, that you have to say it out loud. Right? Tosfos Rav Meir. Mikan medat degree the had the kari bechol duchte pigel psul machshava in all places we call pigel of machshava psul in thought lab dafka that's not really necessarily so the eno pigel atche yotzi b'svasa it's only pigel if you actually state it which makes it even more difficult
so,
right
right
so we had the whole sect that talking about pigel And you're telling me now that it does nothing more shoving? It has to be, says it out of
the mouth. He doesn't only say it here. He says it right there in the beginning of that sugya. He says it right there in the beginning of that sugya. Before you even started that whole masechta and asked that question, he said, Toso says it there. Toso says it even before we get to kachim. Right? Right? The anu pikal acha yotchi besvasav, the ibi machshava talya milsa, if the whole thing was only in intent, below his speak lo malamul and on my pastor of mayor. So he had machshava to say arelim and mulin. And then he didn't come out of his mouth to say mulin. My apostle Rabbeinu, look, Gemara Libel, not Acham mulin. He already said in his heart that it's mulin. So you can answer. You can answer certain things and say, well, maybe it's only. Is right, exactly. It's not necessarily clear, right? Maybe you're right. He doesn't. It's only if he says it. But if he says one, you know, then it knocks out what he had in Machshava. Right? Okay. That's right. Okay. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Of course, we're going to reject this. Does Rav Meir really not hold that you have to have your what you say and what you mean to be in conjunction with each other? Remind you, I'll ask you a stira from the following Mishnah. Mishnah is in Trumos. Hamis Kavein Lomar Truma. Okay, I have payros in front of me, and my intent is to take off Truma. V'amar Meiser. I said no, and I said Meiser. I wanted it to be Truma. I intended Truma, but I said Meiser or Meiser or Truma. The other way around. A guy wants to make a neder, right? He wants to make a neder to say, I'm not going to get hana from this house, right? I said, I'm not going to get hana from this house. And he says, that house. He meant this, but he said that, right? Or he says, Eini nechlas l'bayit zeh, right? The amar l'zeh, she'eini nene l'zeh, I have kavanah, I'm not going to get hana from this guy, the amar l'zeh, and I made a mistake, I said to that guy, lo amra klum, he doesn't say anything, he doesn't count as anything, achi piv libo shavim, nothing is chal until libo shavim. It's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is a Cherim, and Rav Mishnah is a Stam. So he's never mentioned my name. So he does hold Piv Levo Shavim. So in our case, if you need Piv Levo Shavim, so if he tended for Arei Lemulim and only said the other one, is not Chal. So Ela Amar Abaye, what's the case? This is the Yukimta. Reisha, the Amar, Simon Risho Lemulim. Remember, the two Simonim when we do Shnita. You have to separate the shita, the two distinct acts, despite the fact that it's done quite quickly. Reisha, the Amar Simon Reisha Lemulin, he says, he advocates that I'm shechting the first Simon, and I have intent people who are circumcised. The Shimon Sheni Afli Arelim. And the second Simon is for people who are also Arelim. The Simon Sheni Nami Pesicha Be Mulin. Right? Because even in the second Simon, he also has in mind Mulin. So basically, for each, the key over here, the crux over here, as we see at the end, is that each separate act, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, but each one has impact, right? It's chatzi matir. So you could have, so when you have a two matirim, so one, each matir has its own impact. So here, and for the first one he has for people who are circumcised, second one he has for both, therefore it's kosher. But in the second case of the Braisa, Seifa, the Amr Simon Rishon Arelim, the first Simon is for the Arelim, and Simon Sheni Lemulim. And he doesn't mention, when he says the Arelim, he doesn't mention Mulin at all. He has them completely separate, completely distinct, right? There was Simon Rishon Halo Psichi Bamulin. He doesn't mention Mulin at all. When he, I don't know why it's Simon, it could also be the second Simon. I don't know why it says, why can't it just be the case, Simon Rishon Le Mulin, Simon Sheni L'Arelim. Why do you have to change that around also? Why? The whole point is that he's trying to find a case where in one of the Simonim, he doesn't have Machshava for Mulin. I don't know. Rav Meir l'tamei, Rav Meir goes l'shitaso, the Amar, and this is the Gemara, if we remember in Menachos, on Dr. Zayin, that mifagli b'chatzi amatir. You can make pigul if you have machshav b'chatzi amatir. The case over there is that pigul is gonna work, right? Pigul works, even if you only had the machshav b'chatzi amatir. In our case, you had machshav's pigul only during the second and the first simon, not from the second and the second simon. Also over there, the case is that you have a korban mincha, where you have to be makdir the mincha, the Kometz and the Lavona. So you had Machshava only by one and not by the other. Still, Rav Meir says that Pigul is going to work in that. Because even though it's only a part, if I have Machshava during the Zrika only part-time, that doesn't work because it's only one Matir. But if there are two parts to an action and I have Machshava's Pigul during one part, that's sufficient to make Pigul. So to here, there are two parts to the action. Rav Meir says I had Machshava during, different Machshavas during each part, that's going to count. And so here, in one of the parts, I had machshava only for Arelim. And the Chachamim would simply say, no, ein mefalgel b'chatzi matir. It's all one ma'aseh shechita. And as long as I had mulin in there, I'm good to go.
What's he doing shechita in slow motion?
Yeah, it's the same question you asked before. Yes, that's the ukimta.
Just think about as we're
going. I've never seen the shechita done, so I can't answer. I don't know how long it actually takes.
This one is
Not only is he thinking, he's saying. Right. Okay. Now gets to another fundamental Mishnah when it comes to Korban Pesach. The Torah says, "Lotzishkat al chametz dam zivchi." Meaning it's usher to shecht the Korban Pesach during the time that the shochet has chametz in his rishos. Right? Lotzishkat al chametz dam zivchi. So now the Mishnah is going to explain in which cases you violate this lav. Basically, you fit to figure out who violates the lav, because we have a bunch of people here. We have the shochet, we have the nizorek, we have the v'nei chabura. So who violates the lav? When is the law violated? Who has the chametz, and where is the chametz? Those are three issues that have to be discussed. So hashochet es hapesach ala chametz. Someone shechs the korban pesach while he has in his rishus chametz over below sasa. He violates a law of lo tishkat ala chametz dam zivchi. Right, he's over a law. Tosos points out right away. Tosos says omer riva da pesach kasher. You may have violated the law. You violate Allah, but the Korban Pesach is kosher, and it's all the bottom Shemchova. There's no Shinoi Machshava over here. You violate a side issue, and therefore it's still kosher. Because Tosfos says, the lo Shina Allah HaKasiv La'akiv. Because the Lav is not repeated. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Ube Tosefta de Mechel, and the Tosefta clearly states it straight out. The Tosefta says, the Tanya Behedja, HaShokha is a Pesach HaLachamitz, B'yadalin Overlo Taseh, V'Pesach Atzma Kosher, V'yotzibu Yidei Chavosim Pesach. Clearly, that's what the Tosefta says. Problem you have, and Marshall points that also, is that what do you mean lo shino lav hakasiv la'akev? There are two psukim that talk about it, right? There's one pasuk that says lo tishkat al chametz dam zivchi, and another pasuk that says lo tizbach al chametz dam zivchi. It says it twice. What do you mean lo shino lav hakasiv la'akev? What's zvicha? Zvicha is shchita. Okay. So it says it twice. Right. So it's a question Marshall has to deal with. Other deal with is that. Well, first of all, you don't have to go to that answer. Number one, you can say even if it was Shino Lev HaKasav La'akev, they're going to see there's a Gzeres HaKasav that it's not, that it's still kosher. And the Tosefta says it's still kosher. Or you can say that Shino Lev HaKasav La'akev, that only is if there's no other way to translate it. Like we had yesterday, right? We said, what was yesterday? The Takosu on Tuesday with the two Lashonos that made it, what was that yesterday? On Thursday. Michsas or something like that. There was no other way to interpret it, so you say it's repetitive. But if you have another drasha that you can make out of it, maybe it's not considered repetitive. You have to, it definitely says the puzzle twice. Okay. Yeah, it's a different love. That's a machlokas as to whether or not Bayirah Bayamatse is you violate Bayirah Bayamatse in Erev Pesach. But according to those who say that you do, then you violate Bayirah Bayamatse also at the time. Okay. So Ashok is the Pesach Chametz over Lo Taseh, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Af Tamid. Even if you shecht the Korban Tamid of Ben Arabayim, right, at Eret Pesach, which is shechted before the Korban Pesach, you violate the law. In other words, the guy who shechts the Korban Tamid, if he has Chametz in his Rishus, also violates the law. Rabbi Shimon has an interesting shita. At Pesach Ve'arba Asar. This Pesach, Korban Pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan, after Chatzos, if you shecht it while you have chametz, lishmo, you do it lishma, then you're chayev. That's because you know tishkat al chametz. But v'shelo lishmo, if you shecht it that Pesach, you messed it up, and you said this Pesach is l'shem shlomim, this Pesach is l'shem olah, whatever it is, you had the wrong intention, then you're putter. You're putter for shechting that animal while you have chametz, because if you shecht it bismano, it's pasul. According to Shimon, it's a shechita she'ina ru'uya, and therefore the animal has no viability to this karbon, and therefore it's pasul. It's not pasul, and therefore you're potter. Because Rav Shimon holds, that's Rav Shimon above a kama, that shchita ain't a ru'uya lo shmei shchita. So it says if you didn't shecht this animal at all, so therefore you didn't shecht the karbon and violate l'tizbach al dam zivchi. All right, shar kol zvachim, but all this is still Rav Shimon talking. All other karbonos that you shechted on the 14th day of Nisan after Chatzos. Bein Lishman, Bein Shalol Lishman, Pater. Whether it's Lishma, whether it's Lo Lishma, it's Pater. Because he says that Lotishka Chametz only applies to Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to other Korbanos. That's only on Erev Pesach. However,
so we hear the cases that he said it was Lishma. It was another Korban. Didn't he say He wanted to shecht the Pesach, but he said it's for Shlomim.
Okay.
So he's shechting
it for Shlomim. So therefore, the problem is that the Korban Pesach is pasul.
Korban Pesach is pasul, but the Shlomim.
And therefore, then for your potter.
But Shlomim is still a Korban.
Right, and then he says any other because it's pasul. It's only a shlomim not on Pesach. If you shech the korban Pesach during its man, l'shem shlomim, it's puzzle. It only. So let's say I have other an ola, a chatas, or a real shlomim. I shecht it on Erev Pesach.
So it would be okay.
What would be okay? Then you your putter.
Yeah, he would be putter, correct? But
okay.
The would be a carbon.
Okay.
So it's a shlomim, the carbon is going to be a carbon.
If it's a regular shlomim, but if it's a Pesach, it doesn't transfer into a shlomim on Erev Pesach. A korban Pesach only transfers into a korban shlomim, not on Purim or any other day. A korban Pesach shecht to the same shlomim on Erev Pesach is possible.
So when he says kolzvachim means any other day other than Erev Pesach.
No, any other korban on Erev Pesach.
So shlomim is included here.
What's the problem? I know. So shlomim is included. So what?
Well, you just said that shlomim, if
I have a real shlomim, if I have a real korban shlomim, and
I korban Pesach, that's not a
Korban
Pesach, it's a
year.
The rest of the year.
The rest of the year, not an Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, it's possible.
On Erev Pesach, you can
mark it a shlomim. Of course you can mark it a shlomim. That is a shlomim. This is a Korban Pesach. This is a Korban shlomim.
Right. By Mark, he went and took that, and he said it's a shlomim.
Possible, no good.
It's possible.
It's no good. It's Erev Pesach. This does not have a shame shlomim.
What's it saying shlomim here?
What's the kasha? What's the kasha? If I have another animal that's supposed to be a korban. Okay, start again. Erev Pesach, you have two korbanos that come in front of you. One's a korban Pesach.
Right.
One's a regular korban shlomim. If I shech this regular korban shlomim, according to Rabbi Shimon, this regular korban shlomim, it never was intended to be a korban Pesach, and I shech it l'shem shlomim, no problem. It's not violating the issue of shechting.
The problem here is that that was intended to be a korban Pesach.
No, this is intended to be a korban shlomim. This is intended to be a korban Pesach.
Correct.
And if I shech it l'shem shlomim, on Erev Pesach, it's out the window.
It's nothing.
It's not a good shechita. Look at the words.
Erev
lo lishmo putter. Why? If I shech the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, l'shem korban shlomim, so lo lishmo, the korban is pasul. The only time a korban Pesach gets the shem shlomim, the only time, is every other day of the year.
Right. So this statement over here, kol hatzvachim ben shlomim, ben shlomim lishmon, is when?
It's on Erev Pesach. If I shech any other korban besides the korban Pesach, the korban Pesach,
It's okay.
It's okay that you don't violate Lotish Lechametz Dam Zivchi.
I guess I'm not clear. Because one of the Kabbalists is possibly Shechter the Shlomim.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So if that's not, if you take that was intended for Korban Pesach.
Right.
And you said a Makir, this is a Shlomim.
It's no good. You throw it out the window.
Because it's Erev Pesach.
Correct.
And it was intended for a Shlomim.
Correct.
Two things need to be in place.
Correct. Okay, Ubi Moed, but he says on Chol HaMoed, or during the Yom Tov of Pesach, then there's a difference. Rabbi Shimon says, now, remember, you have chametz in your rishus, and now he's shechting karbanos on the Yom Tov. So lishmo, if he shechs a korban Pesach, l'shem korban Pesach, let's say on the first day of Yom Tov, so he's putter, he doesn't violate lo tizbach chametz dam zivchi, because on the first day of Pesach, when you shecht the korban Pesach, l'shem korban Pesach, it's possible. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have anything. No problem. But shelo lishmo, but if I shech the korban Pesach, the shame the korban shlomim, so then that's a good korban. So now I violate lotizbach alchamis dam zivchi. Ushar kol hazvachim, now all other korbanos, meaning shlomim, katos, ola, asham, all the other korbanos, if I shech, let's say, in the first day of Yontif, and I have chametz in my possession, bein lishmon ben shelo lishmo chayev. If it's lishma, lo lishma chayv. Why? Because kol zvachim shenishkulu shelo lishma are still ksheirim, except for chutz min achatas, except for the chatas, because the chatas that's done shelo lishma is possible. That's the first mishnah in zvachim. So it all depends as to whether or not this karbon is a valid karbon. If it's a valid karbon, Rav Shimon is going to say, if it's a valid karbon, then you're going to, the valid on Erev Pesach, it only has impact on the karbon Pesach. During the rest of Pesach, if it's a valid karbon, you violate the it's an invalid korban, you don't violate the tizbach al chametz tam zivchi. Because if a shechita that's no good, it's not considered shechita. Fine. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish says, La'olam eino chayev, there's no chiyuv, I guess Malkos, of Lotishka al chametz, ad sheyeh chametz, who does the chametz have to belong to? Right? The chametz has to belong to l'shochet, or l'zorik, either to the person who's shechting, the person who's throwing the blood, or l'echa mibnei ha'chabura. That, so now the comet, we've answered one question. Rish Lakish says, in order to violate, there has to be comet, let's do a regular case. Erev Pesach, Shekin the Korban Pesach, Rishen Korban Pesach, somebody has comet in his possession. Who's that somebody? Either the Shochet, the Zorik, or one of the Bnei Chabura has in their possession. Then what? Then there's Chiyuv. Who's Chayiv? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Right? Tosos says on the top, Omeri, the lo mechayev balachometz. Rashi says that the balach, everyone here is chayev. If one person has it, then they're all chayev. The shochet has the possession. If the zorik has the possession, the bnei chabura have the possession. They're all chayev. Everyone. The bnei chabura is viewed as one unit. So, but Ri says no, that the bnei chabura are not going to be chayev at all. Why? He says Omeri, the lo mechayev balachometz ela shochet v'hazorik. The lo tishchat amar rachmana. It's lo tishchat al chametz dan zirchi. The issur is to do the shchita, and we're going to learn out that zirik is also involved. And as a machlokes, we show them whether it applies to the other two avodas. But the people of the bechavur, they're not shechting it. Only the shochet is violating the issur. And even if you say that it applies to everybody else, it's a lav shem b'maisa. It doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we see lav shem b'maisa ain't looking lav. You can't violate. So maybe I don't see what the problem is. Maybe you still get malchus. You still violate an issur. You still get a demerit. But you still violate the issur. Yes. Before the Korban Pesach, everyone talks to each other and says, do you have chametz? Do you not have chametz? Take care of your chametz before you shecht it. It's another thing to add. That's why I need so much time. All 4 hours you need to shecht everyone's Korban Pesach. You have to get rid of it. Okay. The ad sheyeh imo be'azara. Reish Lakish says also, where does the chametz have to be? The chametz is only an issue if the chametz is with you in the azara. If you have the chametz in your possession when you're right there. Or if you don't know, Alpha Bish any mobile Zara, oh, you violate. Doesn't matter. The chametz can be somewhere else. The Rishonim seems to indicate it's only in Yerushalayim. Here it seems to be anywhere else in the world. If you're in possession of chametz, you're in possession of chametz. So, but my kamifligi. So, what's this machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to where the chametz has to be in order to violate, in order to create the violation for this isser? So, my kamifligi. Ilema ba al b'samach. Right. The pasuk says lo tishchet al chametz dam zifri. So, what does the word al mean? Right. So, ilema ba al b'samach kamifligi. Whether the word al means next to. That's the machlokas. The Rav Shimon Lakish Sover al b'samach. Rav Shimon Lakish says that al means next to, right, means right nearby, and therefore you don't violate unless the chametz is with you. Right, al next to the place where you're doing the shechita. The Rav Yochanan Sover lo ba'in al b'samach. He says you don't need, al doesn't mean b'samach. Al just means during the time of, it doesn't mean next to. That can't be the machlokas, you know why? They argued about that once before. So that's not going to be the machlokas over here. But if ifugul be'chad azimna. They already had that machlokas a previous time. Where is that other time? It's by the Lachmei Toda. Right? The Torah says, Al chalos lechem chametz afiv korbano al zevach toda shlamam. So that we learn over here that the korban toda is mekadesh the breads, right? 30 loaves of matzah, 10 loaves of not matzah, that are chametz. They mekadesh the breads with it. The way it works is that when I am set aside these loaves, so when I set aside these loaves, they get a kedushas damim. And then when the shechita of the ola is done, of the toda is done, then they get a kedushas haguf. So what happens if the loaves are outside of the makom hamikdash when they do the shechita? Does the shechita then give them the kedushas haguf? So the tznan, learning the mishnah the menachos, hashochet toda lifnim. You shechta the korban toda inside the azara. The lachma chutz lachoma, and the lechem is chutz lachoma or outside. So lo kadosh halechem. Doesn't not mekadesh the lechem doesn't get kedushas aguf. It only has kedushas damim. You have to redeem them. All the things that come on with kedushas damim. So my chutz lechoma. What does the word chutz lechoma mean? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz lechoma's base paki. It has to be outside base paki, which is outside the walls of Yerushalayim. It has to be outside. Meaning if it's anywhere inside Yerushalayim, it's still mekadesh. Why? Because it's a kachet kalam. It can be eaten anywhere inside Yerushalayim. So since it has the kedusha that has to be eaten there, if it's there at that moment, then if the kedusha is chal. But aval. Right, aval chutz lechomus azara kaddish, but if it's inside Yerushalayim, outside the walls of the azara, it's kaddish. Below ba'in and al b'samach, because we don't need al. Remember, the pasuk says al chalos lechem. Al doesn't mean next to. So as long as it's in Yerushalayim, it's fine. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar afilu chutz lechomus azara lo kaddish. Even if it's in Yerushalayim, it's lo kaddish. Alma ba'in and al b'samach, because it says al means next to. It has, in order to get kedusha, it has to be where the carbon is. So the Gemara says, so that can't be the machlokas. The Gemara says, no, ella. But hasra safik hamiflagi. The machlokas is whether or not hasra safik shmei hasra. Hasra safik means if I give you a warning, in order to violate an issur, you have to have a warning. If I give you a hasra, but it's a doubtful hasra, it's a safik hasra. Meaning the case over here, I give you hasra, we give them hasra that you should know that if you violate this, if you have chametz in your possession, the Edom don't know whether he has chametz in his possession, because it's a suffix whether he has chametz in his possession. Because how do they know? In other words, when you give hasra, you should say that if you do act, this act that you're about to do, if you do it, you're going to violate. So it's a hasra zvadai. Here they say, if you happen to own chametz in your possession, wherever, hasra suffix. Because they're not seeing them violate the Isser. Right?
Why would they even begin to give Hasra? I mean, every Kohen you have to give Hasra.
Yes. If there's going to be Malchus. If there's no Hasra, there's no Malchus. Still alive, but there's no Malchus.
But he's doing the right thing. It's like he's doing something bad. You give Hasra usually to someone that's...
That's exactly the point. That's Hasra Suffolk. Right. That's Hasra Suffolk. Right? So if the Chametz is in the Azara, right? If the Chametz is in the Azara, we can see it. Guys, hold the chametz. If you're about to do that, you're gonna have a problem. So therefore, but if the chametz is not in the azara, it's hasra suffik. So the chametz is not in the azara. So Rish Lakish says that hasra suffik lo shmei hasra, and therefore you don't violate. And Rav Yochanan says that hasra suffik shmei hasra. Therefore, even if the chametz is not in the azara, it's anywhere else, it's still a good hasra. You still violate the isser. So Rish says again, no, that can't be the isser because we know that they can't be the machlokas because they had this machlokas elsewhere. Nami the itmar. We have the following case. I swear I'm going to eat this piece of bread today. You should know that if you eat this piece of bread today, you're going to violate the Isra and get Malchus. Well, it's Hasra Suffolk, because you gave me Hasra now, and I can violate the Isra throughout the day. You don't know at this moment whether I'm going to do it. Right? So he says, Shvua she'ocha kikar zo hayom. Va'avar hayom v'lo achla. And they went the whole day and didn't eat it. I mean, he swore he's going to eat it. And he says, you should know that you have to eat it. He gave me a straw now. Maybe we'll eat it in an hour. Maybe we'll eat it in another hour. But he ends up, he doesn't eat it the whole day. Right? But Avra Hayom Malo Achla. Rabbi Yochanan Rishum and Lakish Amr Tavayo Ein Oloke. They both say there's no Malchus here, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Ein Oloke. Why? Because how do I violate the Lav? By not doing something. But Hasra Safik doesn't come into play for him anymore. Right? The Cholav Shemo Maisein Lokan Lav. About Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. A Safik Hasra. And Hasra Safik will be a good Hasra. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Einu Loke. You don't get Malchus. Why? Mishum Dehavile Hasra Safik. It's Hasra Safik. Because at the moment that they warned him that he should eat it, because if you don't eat it, you're going to, lest you don't eat it, you're going to violate the Isser, it was a Safik, maybe he'll violate the Shua. So my question though is, what about if they give him that Hasra the last minute of the day? You got to eat it right now, otherwise you're going to violate. So maybe according to Rav Shimon Lakish, you do get Malchus there. I don't know. He holds only Rav Yochanan says Lav Sheim B'Maisa in local love. Rav Yochanan says Lav Sheim B'Maisa, you do get Malchus for. Okay, we just know that we always say Lav Sheim B'Maisa, Lav Sheim B'Maisa, Machlokas. Say Basra Sub Lush Basra, Abba Lav Sheim B'Maisa, what's the last word? Local love, you get Malchus. You would get Malchus. The only reason why you don't get Malchus is because Asra Suffolk. So they see that they have the Machlokas Asra Suffolk already. So why are they arguing over here about Asra Suffolk? So we go back to the original thing. Amri. They go back and said, Lo olam ba'al b'sama kamiflugi. The machlokus is whether or not the word al means right next to or doesn't mean right next to. Right? But we said, we already had that machlokus. Utsricha, we need to mention that machlokus a second time. Utsricha. Why? Di'i iflaguli inyan chametz. If they only had the machlokus here regarding the chametz, hava amina, I would say, bahu hu dik'am Rav Yochanan lo ba'inan ba'al b'samach. Then only over here, Rav Yochanan says, the al doesn't mean next to. Mishum de Isserhu. It's just an Isser. The Kol Hecha de At Isa Isa. And any place where you have it's you're not allowed to be in possession of Chametz when the Korban Pesach is shechted. So wherever you have it's just an Isser. So wherever you have the Chametz, you have the Chametz. But Aval Inyan Mikdash Lechem, in order to sanctify the bread of the Korban Todah, the Lo Kaddish El Bifnim, we all know it only gets that Kedusha if it's inside. If it's inside, Ema Modeli Rav Shimon Lakish, the Ima Al Basamach. That you need it to be inside the Isa Gavei Kodesh, the low Kodesh. Only if it's inside, it's Kodesh. If it's not inside, it's not Kodesh. Right? Mida the Havi, a Klisharei. Similar to what the case is with a Klisharei. What's the case with Klisharei? Rashi says that in order to. The Azara is like the Klisharei for the bread. Just like something becomes Kodesh only if it's inside the Klisharei, the bread only becomes Kodesh if it's inside the Azara. Mida the Havi, a Klisharei. Tzricha. Therefore, in order to get rid of this Havimina, we say that the machlokus in this case also, even here, Rav Yochanan will say, that in order to be kadosh, it doesn't have to be inside the Azara, it can be anywhere in Yerushalayim. And now, if you only said it, the Iyash Mikdash Lechem, and if I said only by the bread, that's the opposite. The machlokes is only by the korban todah. So have a mean. I would have said, "Bahakom Rav Shimon lachis d'ina alba samach." Only here Rav Shimon says that al min samach. Of course, like we said, the isa gabe kaddish ilo lo kaddish, because if it only becomes kaddish if it's here. But aval le'inyan chametz, maybe mo delay the Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he'll agree to Rabbi Yochanan below ba'ina alba samach. Why? Because it's just an iser. Wherever it is, it is right. The iserahu, the kol hecha, the isa, wherever it is, it would be, and you'd violate the iser. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, I need to tell that the machlokas of al basamach is the state machlokas is both by the korban todah case and by the chametz case. Okay. Next, now the Gemara is going to talk about again. We said lo tishkan al chametz dam zivchi. If you violate, if. It's interesting. The Gemara is not going to ask a question that we already know the answer to, because we've already answered it. But basically, the question is, if the shochet is going to violate lotizbach al chametz dam zivchi, if one of the bnei chabur already have it. So we already said that Reish Lakish said yes, but this was a kasha for Rav Oshia. So bayi minei Rav Oshia mi Rabbi Ami, ein lo l'shochet. The shochet doesn't have any chametz. V'yesh lo l'echav bnei chabura, but somebody bnei chabur does have chametz. Mahu, does the shochet violate lotishchat? It's very tough. Like, what's the guy's like wants? Is that, you know, that Cohen? He was mafagging my animal last month. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna have him do my shkita for the Pesach. I got chametz in my pocket. You know, it's very tough. You know, you check the pockets. You have the screening for chametz. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. So Amrulay. The only problem is though that the guy's you know he's cutting his nose to spite his face. Because he's violating, right? Because he's violating. Because he's also violating. He can possibly be violating by Yerub by Yematzei at that moment. Okay, so maybe that's it. So Amalei. So wait. By my name, Rav Oshim Rabami. Ain lo shochet yishlo echavei chabur ma'u. So Amalei says back to him. Miksev lo tishkat al chemtzicha. Let's say you can't shech on your chametz. It says lo tishkat al chametz. Any chametz. Of course, if the bnei chabura has it, that's any chametz. If it was only going to be an issue for the shochet, the shochet has its chametz, it would say, lo tishkat al chemtzicha, on your chametz. It doesn't say your chametz, it just says chametz. So Amalei says to him, wait a second, if it just says lo tishkat al chametz, so that means any chametz in the world, so let's say some Joe Shmo has chametz in Timbuktu, right? So Amalei, ihachi, afilu la'echa b'sofa olanami. So he says, no. It only applies to the people in the chabura. Amalei, amakra, lo tishkat, and lo yolin. It says, lo tishkat al chametz, dam zivchi below yolin laboker zevichag pesach. So look at this korban pesach. They're talking about those people who have the shchita and lo yolin. Who has the problem with lo yolin of the korban pesach? The bnei chabura. They have to eat it by a certain time. Also, the guy who's marked to the emurim. We'll see in a second. He has to be marked to the emurim at a certain time. So it says lo tishkat lo yolin. Lo tishkat al chametz haynu de kamele mishum lo yolin. The only people who would have impact when you do the shchita, if there's chametz, those who are involved in the lo yolin prohibition, and that would include only the bnei chabura and the people involved in the karbanos.
Does it also mean the maize that he has chametz? Let's say it turns out that he has chametz, but he wasn't aware of it. That also violation.
Shogeg.
Does he have to know that he has chametz?
I doesn't say.
Doing that, or just.
Then you come into the differences between mezid and shogeg. So you violated the shogeg.
No, but the guy.
So you don't get malchus.
The guy forgets he has. The guy is chefs, and as far as the chabura, no one has chametz.
Right.
Then it turned out.
One of the chabura has.
Yeah. It turns out.
So he violated the shogeg. He violated the shogeg. You bring a korban. You don't get malchus for it. Whoever violated would bring a korban. Chlokas Rashi Tosas. Who violates it? Okay. Right, so it's just a case of shogeg, right? So, Amar Rav Papa Hilkach. Therefore, now that we said that lo tishkat al chametz also applies to the person who's involved in lo yolin, kohen hamakir es hachelev, the kohen who's makir the chelev of the korban pesach, right? He has to burn the fats over below tase ho v'yeshno b'chlal halonos emurim. If he has chametz in his possession when he is makir the emurim, he's also violating the iser because he's part of the halana. What happens if he has the chametz? Interesting. So he has the chametz, but it's only later in the day they do the Haktaras Emurim. Does that now mean that everybody else violates also, according to Rashi? Does the Shochet violate? Does the Zorix violate? Does the Bnei Chabura violate? Because this guy has it also? No. Rashi says... Exactly. Rashi says, Amakir Sachelev, but it's like the bottom third, Dibur Masa Amakir Sachelev, I don't know where else to...
Yeah.
Okay, got it? You go, it's like halfway across from the middle of the Tosas Midi. Look, right, it says, Hamakir Sachelev shall Pesach al Hachametz, Sheyesh lo b'shas Haktorah. The Makir has Chametz while he's doing the Haktorah. Ilo haya le'echa b'nei chavura chametz b'shas shechita. If nobody else had chametz during the time of the shechita, v'yesh lo l'kohen hamakdi b'shas haktorah, over who he violates, Rashi says. V'af agav de lo tishchit ela lo tishchit, whatever. So he violates. Doesn't seem to indicate that everybody else violates over here, which is interesting. I'm not sure.
Did they say that they have to pay for where he started?
Yeah.
Right,
okay, but that's a separate issue. Right, that's Bali Rabbi Yamase. Rashi already mentioned that in the beginning. I should have pointed out. Rashi says I thought Rashi had mentioned it somewhere. Oh yeah, Rashi di Moshe Chayiv in the Mishnah. He says Chayiv the Lahachi Chayiv Hadei Shchita. We have a Chayiv Mishum Lo Tishchat Bahadei Lav Lo Yirad Lo Yimatzei. He's also Chayiv Lo Yirad Lo Yimatzei if you have in the possession. Okay. So Tanya Kavasi the Rav Papa. We have a Brayis that supports Rav Papa. The Rav Papa said that the Maktir is also violates this issue. Hashochas HaPesach Al Chametz Over Lo Tasei. Someone who shechs the Korban Pesach while he has Chametz in his possession violates the Lav. Amosai, when does that happen? Bizman shehu l'shochet ol zorik. If it belonged to chametz in the possession of the shochet or the zorik, ol echle bnei chabura. So now, hay le'echa b'sofa olam. If it was someone at the end of the world had chametz, ein zokukla. The shochet has no connection to him, and therefore he's not going to be in violation. But the echad shochet, the echad zorik, the echad makdir chayav. Someone who's makdir, you're chayav also. He violates. Also, if he's makti while it's in his possession. So even though it says lo tishchat, it applies to shchita, applies to zrika, applies to haktara. Aval ha-molek, the braisa continues that we quoted. Someone who's molek an oaf. There's a korban oaf that's being brought. What's the case of the korban oaf? Remember we mentioned earlier that you had these mechusiri kipurim and had to bring their korbanos on Erev Pesach. They can bring them even afterwards in order they can eat the korban Pesach. Right? So it's only exception for something that comes after the korban Pesach. So ha-molek es ha-oaf. So if you do malika on that bird, and you have chametz in your possession, but arba asar ain't over belav klum. You don't violate the law of lo tishchat al chametz dam zifti. That doesn't violate. Uri minhu, but we'll ask a stira, right? There's a brisa that says that you do, right? The following brisa says. So here, if you do malika, because it says lo tizbach, maybe tizbach means shchita, not malika. Maybe that's being literal. But uri minhu will bring a brisa that seems to indicate that you do violate the iser if you do malika with chametz in your possession. If you shech the korban pesach, you violate the law. Rabbi Yehuda Omer apatamid. Even if you shech the korban tamid, that you violate. Amru lo. They said to him that this only applies el of a pesach bulvad, not the tamid. So emasai, when does the shochet violate? This man sheish lo shochet ol zorik ol echav nei chabura. He violates it. But im hayol echav b'sofa olam ein zokaklo. If it's some person not connected, then there's no problem for the shochet. The echad shochet, the echad zorik, the echad hamolik. So if you do malika, you do violate the law of tizbach al chametz dam zivchi. The echad amazan, someone who sprinkles the blood chayav. Aval hakomet is a mincha, but someone does kmitza for korban mincha on erev Pesach ain't over lo tase. You don't violate. And hamaktir heimurim, this word is different. This is the baal haktara, the maktir ain't over lo tase. So now we have a problem because we have kasha malika, kasha haktara haktara. There's a stira malika. One bride says malika, you're not chayiv. One bride says you malika, you are chayiv. And haktara, the first bride says haktara, the makdir is chayiv. Second bride says the makdir is not chayiv. So what's the answer? So ulatameich, according to you, tikshi lach hi gufa. The bride itself is self-contradictory. Dikatani, because it says in the beginning of the bride, lo amru ella b'pesach bilvad. It says it only applies by the korban pesach. V'hadar tani, echad shochev, echad zorg, echad amok, echad amaze. And then it includes a malika. Well, that's not a korban pesach. You first tell me it only applies to korban pesach. Then you bring a case where it's not a korban pesach. So the brisa itself is self-contradictory. So Ella, hava ha Rabbi Shimon. The both brisos go according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. What was the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah? He, Menachem, we'll pick up over here. Okay, we'll pick up over here. We're going to answer the stira. We'll answer the stira tomorrow. Right? You have to, to be continued. Have a good day.